see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
Was Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. Now we're listening to The Orbiting Beatnik by Julie Cruz.
guys on the fence about the COVID vaccines?
I mean, they made it so quick.
I get it. It's an important decision. It may help to know that these vaccines were the most tested in history.
Yeah, but don't the shots give you COVID-19?
No, none of the vaccines contain the live virus, and it's impossible to get it from the vaccine.
And the side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like that family movie night your daughter can't live without. Yeah, can't do that. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I got my flu shot, but you know what else? I also got a chest cold because chest colds and flu shots are not related. So I apologize. Just don't come near me. I will cough into my elbow and sneeze appropriately when needed. But hey, we're at that point of the program where I do this thing called the mock. Take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I mock it. Before I get into the mock, what I tell you about the mock, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in Garfield, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a variety of events and exhibitions, and they have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 in the afternoon or by appointment. Or you can actually just visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month on Penn Avenue from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 412-924-0634 or just visit irmafreeman.org. All right, we're going to turn our attention to the mock and the mock at hand. And I've been holding off on this mock since February. February, can you believe that? Yeah, what happened is back in February, actor extraordinaire Christopher Plummer passed away. And after he passed, I got an email. I'll tell you, it came from Mando Richard, who does the Whiskey Before Breakfast program. And he said, "Mockster, Christopher Plummer has passed. Are you doing a Sound of Music mock?" And I said, "Huh." I'm like, "Let me see if I can make that happen." And I did a bunch of research. This is back in February. I was like, "I can do one." But then I found a song that said, "I'm going to wait until December to do this mock." And now here it is, December, and I am doing a Sound of Music mock. So I am actually doing a mock of the 1965 Sound of Music soundtrack with Julie Andrews, Christopher Plummer, etc. Not that that might differ much from the original Broadway cast, but that's just, I'm doing a Sound of Music mock. That's what's going to happen. I've got about 10 songs lined up, and you know, the way I do it, it's going to be fun. Some will be directly related, and some will be some tangents that I just went down a road that you sometimes just ask yourself. I'm actually going to start off the mock with a band which featured some early work by Beck, believe it or not. It was actually a band called Forest for the Trees with Carl Stevenson, who was one of the co-writers of Beck's Loser single. With them doing their version of the Sound of Music. It's the Sound of Music mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Forest for the Trees, 83 FM.
we had our hillbilly reveille, the Germans had their own brand of mountain music, music Bavarian style.
You a 16, going on 17, baby, it's time to think. Better beware, be canny and careful, baby, you're on the brink. Fellows will fall in line. Eager young lads and grooves and cats will offer you food and wine. We'll be right back.
search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know, climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream, a dream that will need all the love you can give. Every day of your life, for as long as you live, climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow
BMX Bandits wrapping up the Mach with their version of Edelweiss here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Or is it Edelweiss? Is that tomato, tomato? I'm not sure, but either way, it was the BMX Bandits doing that to wrap up my Sound of Music Mach. A Mach that's been in the making for months, because it was back in February when Christopher Plummer passed away, that Mando Richard reached out and said, hey, Mockster, do you think you could do a Sound of Music mock? Christopher Plummer just died. And I was doing some research, and I was like, I can. However, I'm going to hold this one off until December, so I've been keeping that one in my pocket for some time. And I'll tell you about that in a second on the reason why. Maybe as you are listening, you know the reason why. Before the BMX Bandits, some Sammy Davis Jr., Climb Every Mountain. Also, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing their version of My Favorite Things. Leibach, who a few years back, about 3 years ago, put out an album. I think he actually just called it The Sound of Music, where he covered the soundtrack to The Sound of Music. So I played his version of 16 going on 17. And then here's one of those curveballs. I put three of them in the mock. First one, Joan Jett. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing her version of Little Drummer Boy. And you're thinking, I don't know, Mockster, that one wasn't on the soundtrack. And you said you're doing the 1965 soundtrack of the film Sound of Music. That's true. However, if you go back, so the Sound of Music was based on the Von Trapp family. And her story, Maria Von Trapp and her family of singers, was the inspiration for a 1956 film that then inspired a 1959 Broadway show, which then inspired a 1965 film starring Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer, and that's where we got to the mock. Well, anyway, let's go back to those Von Trapp family. The Trapp family singers actually put out an album in 1951, 1952, with the song on there called Carol of the Drum. Yeah, Carol of the Drum, which was actually based upon a traditional Czech carol. It was adapted and published back in 1941 by Catherine Davis. And so they did the very first recorded version of that song. In fact, I'm going to play a little bit of it for you right now. So those are your Trapp family singers. Title of the track wasn't actually changed to Little Drummer Boy until the late 1950s. So I thought I'd throw that in there, and that's the reason why I thought it should be a mock done in December. Hey, before the Joan Jett, again, another of my three curveballs, FSK, from their album called Sound of Music, with a song called The Original Trapp Family, John Coltrane. And then speaking of albums called Sound of Music, the DBs put out an album called The Sound of Music. So I felt that could fit within the mock, because I am mocking the Sound of Music. Sort of. Today could be the day from the DBs. Sparks in that set of music as well, part of the mock, from a Woofer in Tweeter's Clothing album with Do Re Mi. Northern Picture Library gave us Something Good, and I start off the entire set with Forest for the Trees doing their version of Sound of Music. That was a Sound of Music mock. Thank you, Mando Richard, for the wonderful suggestion. If you have a wonderful suggestion of a mock, if it's a mock I haven't done, I am more likely to look into it. If it's a mock I did a long time ago, you never know, maybe I'll revisit it. But you got to send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com for me to be able to get that on the agenda. Find out what you want to hear.
Name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We are jumping right back into the music to wrap up this hour. A little soulful, bluesy, whatever Janis Joplin can do, a little piece of my heart. It's the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
streets looking good. And baby, deep down in your heart, I guess you know that it ain't right. Now, but heal me when I cry. Baby, I cry all the time. But each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain. But when you hold me in your arms, I sing it once again. I said, come on. Yeah, take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
I don't wanna lose this good thing.
title track from their 1967 album Soul Finger. That's the Barqués here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Sadly, it was 1967 when we lost four of the six members of the Barqués in that horrible plane crash that also took the life of Otis Redding. And what's even more tragic about that entire thing was that these four members who passed, Carl Cunningham, Phelan Jones, Ronnie Caldwell, and Jimmy King, were all 18 and 19 years old. Now, trumpeter Ben Cawley actually survived the crash and went on to rebuild the group, and they had more hits into the 70s up to 1980, let's say, was probably the last bigger hit from the Barqués. Bassist James Alexander was actually on a different plane than the one with Otis Redding. Speaking of Otis Redding, he was only 26 years old, and he was actually on that fateful plane that went down in Madison, Wisconsin, in Lake Monona. It was December of 1967, so I played you some Otis Redding in that set of music as well with Mr. Pitiful. Spitballs before that. Kind of a Berserkly supergroup, if you're familiar with the Berserkly record label. Spitballs featured, like, Greg Kinn was in the band, members of the Rubinoos, Modern Lovers were in it, Earthquake, all made up this Spitballs, did a bunch of cover songs. That was them doing their cover of Knock on Wood. Also found out recently that the Spitball itself was banned from Major League Baseball back in 1919. Found that out, too. Played some Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa. Let's throw off the entire set. Janis Joplin. Giving you a piece of her heart. Hey, you know what? As I play the Janis, and that was a very soulful set of music, but she's also very bluesy, obviously. We've got a blues show here on WRCT. It's called the Deep Blues Hour. What's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues? How about 2 hours of traditional and classic blues music with the Deep Blues Hour? Yeah, you do the math and you figure it out, but you can join Steve every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Also, I should probably remind you that right now millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through the Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program. We call that CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,000 or more a year may actually qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor, dental visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents who have their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That is healthcare.gov. This message brought to you by healthcare.gov and your good friends at the Viva La Mac radio program. That's me, the Mockster. I'm your good friend. Hey, don't forget Christmas Eve, I, the Mockster, starting at 9 o'clock. We'll be playing 4 hours of mostly Christmas songs to get you in the spirits. If you're tired of watching a certain TV show over and over and over on repeat, tune in to me. You can listen to me over and over and over on repeat. Yeah, how about that? Wrapping up this hour with one more Christmas song, courtesy of Booker T and the MGs. It's the Viva La Mac radio program. It's 83 FM. It's WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's just after 6 o'clock, which means it's time for the penguin on top of your TV set to explode!
Oh, penguin on top of the telly exploded. Well, what's on the radio then? Looks like penguin dust.
If you can find your radio amongst the penguin dust, tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva Lamach radio program as it comes to you each and every week at this time, on this frequency, at this station. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Also, every week at this time, on this frequency, at this station, we do a thing right around this time called the Mock. What is the Mock? The Mock is where I take a word, artist, performer, some sort of theme, and I play some cover songs. I call it the Mock. I'm mocking them, am I? Or not? Actually, I'm paying tribute to them. Because imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery, right? Tonight's mocking subject is Terry Melcher. Terry Melcher going under the mock light tonight. Before I get into anything about Mr. Melcher, I'm going to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Attic Records is located in Millville. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. So, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all stops in between. They got what you need. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs, too. No collection too big, no collection too small. Again, that's Attic Records in Millville. You can find them at the other end of your phone by dialing 412-821-8484. Now let's get into the mock, if you don't mind. So Terry Melcher, if you don't know much about Mr. Melcher, he's actually the gentleman who introduced Charles Manson to the Beach Boys. Because Charles Manson was trying to make it as a singer-songwriter, and Terry Melcher was a producer back in the day, back in the 60s. He is the son of Doris Day. Now, as much as he doesn't have hits on his own, he co-wrote a bunch of songs. Now, his biggest writing partner seemed to be Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders. So Paul Revere and the Raiders have a lot of songs he wrote, but since they performed them first, that would be a Paul Revere cover. So I had to dig deep and say, okay, got a half dozen songs. Terry Melcher has a writing credit on each of these. And I actually found a song that Paul Revere and the Raiders did. Mark Lindsay's actually a co-writer of it. But they're not the original. They didn't release it first. So Paul Revere did a cover of this song. The Last Word originally did it. We're kicking things off with Maureen. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders. It's a Terry Melcher mock here on the Viva Lamach radio show.